We just really believe in freedom and independence in this country. And so I think we ought to just sing, because I have a word for you this morning. I believe God gave me a word, and the word is unity. Say, unity.
Unity.
Say it again.
Unity.
Say, harmony.
Harmony.
Because unity and harmony are, they go together. Amen. Now, I want the choir to help me, and they're going to illustrate something. Y'all just sing. Just sing. Oh, that's not unity. That's not unity because they didn't have any, you know, no one told them what to sing. No one gave them the note. No one gave them the page. So everybody was just doing
their own thing.
Just doing their own thing. But this choir and these musicians and this brother right here, I believe, has made a tremendous contribution. Because, yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because here we have unity and we have harmony. Everybody on the same page. Everybody starting with at the same time. And saying the words in unison so that everyone can understand exactly what they're saying. And so you heard what disunity, and even though everybody's singing, they're just not singing together. They all had their own song and their own tune and their own voice, but they weren't together. When we get together, if we have a common cause, a common purpose, then we can sing, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Jane, happy birthday.
Bless you.
How old?
Uh-oh. Oh, yes. We won't do you that way. Amen. Oh, yes. Thank you, choir. You preached my sermon. I don't really have to say anything because you understand that unity and harmony are absolutely essential to bring anything out that will bless anyone. Amen. We have to stand together. We have to be united. And to be united, a people must have a common cause, a common reason or purpose. Sometimes we are unified by a common problem. Amen. A common problem that all of us realize we're involved in to one degree or another. And so we unify. We come together and we unify to stand either for or against. How good and how pleasant it is, Scripture says in Psalm 133. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, for a choir to sing from the same page in harmony with one another. What a wonderful thing it is to have unity. But unity has always required, to some degree, leadership. Because leaders are what bring people into unity. It's a common problem or a common purpose or a common reason. You can have all of that, but unless you have leadership, you may still not have unity. You see, in 1776, on July the 4th, Thomas Jefferson presented a paper to 56 men who were meeting in Philadelphia at that time. And they called it the Unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America. They were colonies up to that point. They had not actually identified themselves, though they were in fact working together under a Congress that they had elected. But they had a common problem in those days because they were under the dictates of the King of England, who ruled over the United States of America or the colonies of America at that point in time. But these 56 men came together, representing those 13 states, and they wrote up a Declaration of Independence, which began with these words, in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with one another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impels them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And for that reason, these 56 men had come together. They had met together for some period of time, and it was not easy to meet in those days, because the only way to get to the meeting was either by horseback or buggy or something of that nature. But they came together because there was a problem that drew them together, a problem that they all faced at the same period of time. And it would require them to make a statement and to make a commitment that possibly would mean giving their lives and certainly their fortunes to see this unity actually break the holds of the government that was then over them, and it was a government that was not pleasant. United and committed to resist the present pressure to conform, to tolerate, to do nothing. And I'm certain that those people were not all in full agreement. They were not all of the same religious faith. They did not all have the same moral convictions. But there was a common matter that united them. There was a common problem that caused them to at least for the moment forget the fact that they were not totally in agreement in every area of life. They were agreed on this point. We can no longer tolerate the government under which we are operating. We've got to get ourselves free from the King of England and from his abusive powers. It is not always good things, and in fact, it is rarely ever a good thing that unites people. It is usually a problem that brings people together. I know there was a lot of debate about whether or not we should get involved in the Second World, in what became the Second World War. Already Hitler's hordes were passing across Europe, devouring everything in their path. And we were still arguing about all of this because we had people that believed we ought to isolate ourselves from the world and just simply be our own private government and not pay any attention to what's going on anywhere else in the world. But then there came that fateful morning on December the 7th, 1941. I remember it was midday, or it seems to me, or maybe rather late. I can't remember the exact time of the day. But I was a young lad when I heard the voice of President Roosevelt announcing what had happened in Hawaii and what the destruction and carnage that had happened to us because of this secret strike of the Japanese upon our Navy in Honolulu. And suddenly our nation became one. All at once, because we had a common problem. There was an enemy that seemed to be bent upon our destruction and were ready to attack even our own homeland. They were ready to do that and had already destroyed most of our Navy. So we had a common problem, and that common problem brought people together in unity, and this land, this nation, suddenly went to work. When you read back over the history of what happened economically, what happened through industry during that period of time, it's actually what has been called by one of the television programs, it was a modern marvel. A modern marvel that we could produce so many airplanes and so many ships in such a short period of time because everyone was together. They were together. They were united. There was an enemy. There was a powerful force that was coming against us, and we stood together. And we heard the message of our president, and we believed in what our leaders were telling us, and the result was we rose up against an enemy and defeated the enemy over the next few years because we stood together. We were united. We're facing an enemy today. And I believe that we have to stand together to conquer the enemy that is coming against us today. And I don't see this enemy that is attacking America today as terrorists, though they are, and there's some of those around, and they certainly have dealt us a very painful blow in recent years. And there's some, I believe, that are bent upon our destruction. But we have to understand that we're also fighting a spiritual force in this land that we have to rise up against. It is the spirit of evil. It is demonic. And we have to set our hearts, we have to come together and set our hearts in unity and harmony with one another and stand up against demonic powers that are bent upon our destruction. Yes, amen. We have to do that. The enemy does not want us to exist as a free nation among the nations of the world. The enemy would do everything in his power to destroy America. I believe that. I think he's been working to that end for a long period of time. He has infiltrated and been able to get inside and has been able to change some of our ideas about freedom. And we now have a kind of doctrine in our country, or our philosophical view that what we need to be doing now is just to live a life of toleration. It doesn't matter what anyone believes, and it doesn't matter what their motive may be, that we've got to learn to tolerate one another and to somehow just get along with one another, and it doesn't make any difference what the intent of the other person is. Listen, there's a demon out in the world today, and he's bent upon the destruction of America, and we have to rise up and stand united against this demonic foe. And it's not just America. I don't believe he wants this church to exist. There's an enemy that does not want this church to exist. Amen. He'd like this building to be filled with hay. Amen. That's the way he'd like for it to be turned into a bar. That's what he'd like for to happen right here in this place. That's his purpose, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's what the Word says in the 10th chapter of John. That this enemy that we're fighting against has one purpose, and that is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And one of the ways he does that is try to divide us and conquer us one at a time. It's a lot easier when he just has one person or two or three. If he can get us separated from one another, if he can get us isolated from one another, then none of us are able to stand together and be strong and overcome the enemy unless we're standing together. We've got to be like a herd of water buffaloes being attacked by a pride of lions. Amen. We got to get our backs together. Come on, brothers, stand up here with me. Stand up here with me. We got to get our backs together here. We're going to stand. We're going to stand. Let the enemy attack from any side. We got our backs together here. Hallelujah. And we're going to stand against the demonic forces that would come against us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We got to stand that way. Because if somehow one of us or a few of us can get isolated, can get separated. Amen. We start running from the enemy. No, as long as we're standing with our backs together, he can't do it. There's no vulnerability because we're facing him. We're facing him. But let those water buffaloes begin to run, and some of them will get brought down. A few of them, as big as they are, will be brought down by the lion, pride of lions. But I'm here to say that even though there is an enemy, and we have to acknowledge that, and his purpose is to disunify us, and a lot of times he does that, he is able to do that with lies. Amen. Now, a lie is a wonderful instrument for the devil. It really is. Because you can dress up a lie and make it sound better than the truth. Amen. You can make it very colorful. You can put all kinds of color on a lie, but the truth stands bare and naked. I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. It's the truth. But a lie sounds a lot better than the truth, or worse in some case. Amen. Because it's a lie. It usually starts that way. Sometimes it can start with the truth. And once, how many of you realize that not very many of us can accurately repeat a thing verbatim? Have you ever noticed that? I have really tried to do that sometimes, and I struggle to get it exactly right. I mean, I just struggle to try to be able to repeat this that I'm trying to repeat without editorializing, without without saying something other or even maybe inserting what I think. Amen. I not only, see, I've come to realize that people will not only tell you the truth, they'll tell you something more. They'll give you an addition to the truth. Their brand of it. So, it's not enough. You see, let me say it another way. The enemy is out there, and his business is to disunify, is to break us apart. And he uses all kinds of lies. Amen. Lying words, lying thoughts to separate us and keep us from being a threat to his kingdom. I tell you, I think it's time that we begin to learn some of the tricks of the enemy. We need to be aware. Do you realize that the Bible says in the 10th chapter of 2 Corinthians that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light? It's in the book. Have you read it? That Satan actually has the ability to transform himself into an angel of light. That's why Paul said, if I or an angel, if I or an angel from heaven preaches to you anything other than what I have already taught you, let him be anathema. Let him be accursed. Amen. That's a pretty arrogant statement. It looked that way, but he knew he had spoken the truth by revelation of God. He had spoken the truth. But Satan is a... Listen. If he was trying to deceive God's people, he would not dress up with his horns, his red suit, and his long tail. No. He'd look probably just like I look. He'd have on his nice suit. This is not my shiny suit, but it'll have to do. He'd probably have on a shiny one. Might have a lot of glitter on it. Because he'd want to look really handsome and nice. He doesn't have horns. He looks like an angel. He's got a sweet looking face, but he speaks lies. Amen. And he says, if he can transform himself into an angel of light, is it any wonder that his representatives are called ministers of righteousness? That's what the book says. Right in the book. It shouldn't be any kind of a surprise to us to find that we have an enemy who lies. Why does he do that? To keep us from being unified. Amen. To keep us from being united together, because united we stand. Amen. We stand. We're able to fend off every attack of the enemy when we stand together, when we agree together, when we protect one another, and we become aware of Satan's deceptions. And he doesn't care who he uses. Amen? It's tragic, but it's true, that somehow, sometimes he has the power to use good people. Sometimes if we're not alert, we'll hear ourselves saying things, doing things, manifesting an attitude that is not like Jesus. Amen? And if it's not like Jesus and not like me, it must be like somebody else. Amen. Don't let yourself be used by the enemy as a person who would tend to divide the people of God. I think it's time for us to put our foot down. Amen. It's time to say, devil, I'm planting my feet right here and now. I'm standing with my brothers and with my sisters. I'm standing firm. We are standing together. We will not allow you to deceive us. Though we may be able to do that to one or two or a few of us, if we stand together, we can get things corrected and we can stand united in defense of the enemy that evil purpose that would come against to try to kill and to steal and to destroy our victory. But the main thing he's after is our unity. Amen. That's what he's after. Because if he does not, if he can get us disunified, then he may be able to keep us from fulfilling the mission to which God has called us. Amen. So if anybody thinks we have a problem, and all of us do at one point or another, we think we have problems, then let the problem be the source of your unity. Let it pull us together. Let us determine we're going to stand right here. We're not going to listen to Satan's lies. Amen. And even the truth. Because he mixes up his words with the truth. I promise you, you'll never hear a rank, bald-faced lie from the devil. No, he's going to put enough truth in it that he will deceive a lot of people. And even though you may recognize a lot of truth in what he is saying, it'll always be twisted just enough to bring a sense of unrest. Amen. It'll bring an unrest in your spirit. But I'm here to say today and to encourage you and to admonish you as one whom I believe God has called to speak to you on this occasion and at this time. God is saying, don't let anything destroy your unity. Don't listen to any shade of truth. Just look at the truth and say, I'm going to stand right here. Amen. I will not be separated from my brothers and my sisters in the body of Christ. We are standing together, standing strong, united against the demonic powers that are trying to come in and trying to destroy our unity. I'm going to take my stand. Who's going to stand with me? I'm taking a stand right here. I'm going to be right here. I'm taking a stand. I will not allow the enemy to bring disunity or disharmony. Hallelujah. I'm taking a stand right now. I'm not going to be thrown off. Hallelujah. I'm standing right here. Firm as I know how. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, I want you to get across the aisles and link your arms. Not just hand, link your arms. Amen. Come over here, brothers. I want to link my arm with your arm. Bridge the aisles over there. Don't let anybody get the aisles all bridged. Hallelujah. Just move close enough. You can link in here with arms. Boy, that's hard to get loose. I mean, it's hard to break through that, right? Because we're linked up, amen, arm in arm. Amen. We can hold this position. We're going to be united against every demonic force that would try to destroy us. Amen. We're standing. Let Satan attack. Hallelujah. He can't break through. Yep. Amen. Amen. He can't break through. So he can't break through. He can't get through here. Have you got it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've got it.
Amen.
We got it.
It takes unity. It takes What, does that mean I believe everything these guys believe? Probably not. We never have checked everything, but we probably would be, we wouldn't be in harmony about everything, but we are united against demonic powers that are trying to destroy us. Hallelujah. No, I don't curl my hair.
Nor do I. I don't either.
He doesn't either. I guess he was just born with it.
That's right.
Amen. I don't cut my hair off like Brother Parkey does. I haven't grown any whiskers yet, but it'd be all right. Amen. God. We're not the same, but we're united.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
United in purpose. United against demonic powers that would want to destroy us.
Amen.
United. Not. You see, it's the Lord isn't looking for uniformity.
That's right.
He is looking for unity.
Amen.
Unity.
Amen.
Not uniform, but united.
Right.
United because we have a common problem. And we're coming through it.
Amen.
We're coming through it.
Amen.
Amen. We're coming through.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're going to have victory. Glory to God. We're walking in victory because we stand together in harmony and in unity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Word of the Lamb. Yes. Shout, shout, shout for joy. Shout, shout, shout for joy. The Lord has given us victory. Hallelujah. Shout, shout, shout for joy. Shout, oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. You know, I don't like to see people leave the service without having had an opportunity to receive Jesus. Some of you have been beat around because you're not linked. You're not really linked up with anybody else, really. And you're kind of easy prey to the enemy. And that's the way you feel, just kind of alone out there. I want to invite you to come to Jesus this morning. Amen. Link up with the church. Yeah, I'm asking you to be a member of the church. Be a part of it. Stand linked, arm on arm, in unity. Otherwise, you're just a lone sheep out there. And you're a prey to the enemy. Amen. Are there people here this morning who says, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of trying to battle this thing by myself. I want to stand with some of God's people. I need to be saved. Just put up your hand. I need to be saved. Hallelujah. Put up your hand. Anybody out there? Say, I just want to be saved. I just want to know Jesus. Put your hand up. Hallelujah. Several in the first service made that decision. You can come along. You can join in. Hallelujah. You can join right in. Maybe you've been here a while, but you're not a part of the church. You still feel like you're not really connected. You're not connected, but you know you need to be. And in your heart, you really want to be. You've been waiting to see how things are going to turn out. I'll tell you how they're going to turn out. The Lord's will is going to be done in this house because that's what we're praying. We're praying that every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.